From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing new rules to clean up gasoline in order to reduce air pollution. NPR's Richard Harris reports the changes would require the nation to meet California's current standard.
The new rule would reduce the amount of sulfur in gasoline. That would let catalytic converters run better, so cars would produce less of the chemicals that produce smog. Bill Becker at the National Association of Clean Air Agencies is all for it.
It will reduce ozone and other air pollution emissions by close to 30% over the next 20 years.
The oil industry complains that the rule would require $10 billion in refinery upgrades. Patrick Kelly is at the American Petroleum Institute.
That last little bits and dregs of sulfur to get out of the fuel is extraordinarily cost intensive.
He says it will cost consumers much more than a penny a gallon, which is the government estimate. The rules, if enacted, would kick in with the 2017 model year. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Two more Marine female officers have tried and failed to pass a grueling infantry course. NPR's Tom Bowman reports they're the second pair of women to attempt a course required for all Marine officers to lead ground combat units.
The Marine Corps says the two women washed out on the first training event, an obstacle course that includes clambering over walls and climbing ropes. Their names were not released since they're volunteers for a study about how women will fare in the 12-week course. About 20% of male Marines also failed to pass the course. Last fall, the first two women ever to take part in the infantry officer course also failed. One washed out the first day. The second lasted nearly 2 weeks before suffering a stress fracture in her leg. In January, the Pentagon lifted the ban on women serving in ground combat jobs. Now the military is trying to determine the physical requirements for both male and female troops. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Workers at thousands of New York City businesses may receive paid sick leave if the city council gets its way. Council Speaker Christine Quinn says the measure affecting companies that employ at least 20 workers is the right thing, but she also notes the bill depends on how the economy's faring.
If the economy unexpectedly worsens, the bill will be delayed from taking effect until the conditions improve.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the measure is short-sighted and he will veto it. St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican fills with the voices of a choir as Roman Catholics observe Good Friday during the Passion of Christ Mass. Just weeks into his papacy, Pope Francis presided. Christians worldwide are observing rituals marking the biblical crucifixion of Jesus in Jerusalem. Nuns prayed along with hundreds of other pilgrims in a procession. U.S. markets were closed for this Good Friday. This is NPR. Descendants of composer Felix Mendelssohn's family are demanding that the German state of Bavaria return a painting by Pablo Picasso. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, a lawsuit claims the painting was looted by the Nazis.
The painting in question is Picasso's Madame Soleil. In the early 1930s, it belonged to Paul von Mendelssohn Bartholdy, a wealthy Jewish banker in Berlin. Mendelssohn Bartholdy's heirs say he was forced by the Nazi government to transfer the painting to an art dealer in 1934, a claim the government of Bavaria denies. It bought the painting in 1964. It's still on display at a museum in Munich. The family filed a lawsuit in New York demanding the return of the painting or $100 million. This is not the first time Mendelssohn Bartholdy's heirs have sued to recover allegedly looted Picassos from prominent museum collections. An earlier lawsuit ended in a settlement in 2009. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Cyprus is lifting its restrictions on domestic debit and credit card transactions as it gradually loosens some of the controls it recently imposed to prevent a run on banks. It was still unclear if Cypriots were still prevented from cashing checks or are limited in how many euros they can carry outside the country. On Monday, the Mediterranean island nation forged a deal to secure an international bailout. It requires Cyprus, though, to shrink its banking system. Nearly half of U.S. states are reporting declines in their unemployment rates, including those areas hit hardest by the recession. However, the Labor Department says jobless rates rose in a dozen states, while 16 others saw no change from January to February. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.